Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Josh, since I don't have your bio in front of me, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you find out about Lifestyles, and what interested you in what we're doing here?
Well, Dale, you've had me on before. I was a member many years ago, early on, and got into it when I was a newly married with kids. And I instantly saw from the 2 day that the multifamily was the route to go, but I was scared. And I think I've shared this before. When we finished the 2 day, I remember standing in line, and back then, at that time, you were actually behind the table taking people, you know, that wanted to join Lifestyles and everything, and I was pretty scared. I think I might have been shaking a little bit, and you just put your hand on my shoulder, and I'll never forget it, and you're like, it's going to be okay. And I went ahead and joined at the preferred level back then, but I just couldn't see my way into multifamily, so I started in the single family. And I could digest that, you know, I could process that. Oh, I can get a house, I could do that. And I began accumulating single family houses, and it was fairly easy and a small amount of money, and got pretty successful. And then kids came and got busier at work, and I ended up going inactive after a few years. I had a ton of houses, I was happy. And then based on that, I had probably 20 different rental properties, some fourplexes, duplexes, triplexes. And in 2014, 6 years ago now, on June 1st is my birthday, I turned 45. And my wife is like, we always go to Papacito's for birthday dinner. That's my favorite. They're a plug for them, I guess. And
what city are you in?
Now I'm in Isla Morada. I live on an island in the Florida Keys.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So really taking the motto to heart. It always resonated. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. So my dream or my goal, it was to someday retire in the Caribbean, live on an island, and through Lifestyles I've made that reality. So I was able to retire in 2014 and move to the Florida Keys. Just to cut to the chase, I won't tell you the long story, but anyway, my wife helped me come to an understanding there at my birthday, June 1st, 2014, that something had to give. You know, you can't work 60, 70 hours at your job. And then I had so many rental properties at that time, it was becoming a second full-time job. So she's like, hey, something's got to give, one or the other. We don't care. So that kind of arrested my attention. And I had always promised her that we were going to get away one day, take a sabbatical, And she brought it up right at my birthday dinner. She was like, you said you were getting into rental houses to free up your time. You're busier now than before you got your first rent house. You know, what's going to happen? What gives? And so that kind of catapulted me back to reality in my dream. I was like, okay, we are going to do this. And so ended up moving to the Florida Keys and living here on an island and keeping, I still have a majority of my rental property there in Houston. Back in January of 2018, because I still kept up with Lifestyles, even though I was inactive, you guys came to Miami for the seminar and kind of, as you guys are going national, and I said, you know what, that's I need to go to that. I it's only 2 hours north. If Dale's going to come all the way to Miami, I'm going to go up there. And I went up there, and it was really a good thing, kind of re-energized me. I reactivated my membership, and since 2018, I'm an IRO in a couple of apartment complexes here in Florida, and I've been involved in a few passive deals. So that's the synopsis.
Wow, that's an amazing story, Josh. And the story about putting my hand on your shoulder and telling you it's okay, I wish I could focus in on exactly which person you were, but I remember your voice, and I remember your story. It's amazing that your wife got you to let go because you're such a workaholic.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, happy wife, happy life. It was, you know, when you're working so hard, you know, how guys are, you know, you got blinders on, right? Your head's down, I'm just working, you know, and, you know, she caused me to stop and pause and look at the big picture. It's like, why am I doing this? You know, I'm doing this to free up my time. And so that's great. You know, that's why sometimes they call, you know, they're our better half. They help us realize. And so when I stepped back and started looking at it, at that point, I was like, whoa, I just didn't realize because we work so hard. And I'm not the best in the details, which is one of my weaknesses. But I was like, once I started looking, I was like, man, I'm making more on my passive investments with my real estate than I am at my W-2 job. Okay. And so it just helped me see the light, and she kind of gave me that last little nudge, and we were able to come out here to the Florida Keys. At that point, I was still thinking I was going to come back in a year because all of my investments were in Houston. And I was like, okay, it's a sabbatical. But once we got to the islands and the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle, Hawaiian shirt, flip-flops, we just couldn't come back. I couldn't come back to the concrete jungle and the traffic and all of that. So just really blessed. Really feeling like it was a God thing. And we're just happily enjoying the lifestyle here in the islands, but still investing in quite a bit in Houston and in some passive deals and some IROs here.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about because your story is incredible, and I remember you from your story. The thing we're going to cover when we come back, we got actually two or three things, so I'll sort of line it up for you so you're ready when we come back, and that is, I want to hear what you're doing now. What does the person do when they live on an island? I can't even imagine that because, I mean, my house is an island. If you've ever been to my house, it's just a gigantic place to play. But what do you do when there is nothing but the island? Okay, and the second thing I want to know is how you decided to diversify, because you went from single family to smaller, well, you call them multifamily, I call them single family, but you went to like fourplex, so forth. Then you went to apartment complex, and then you went to passive. So you've been all over the place. So we're going to hear all about what you've done and why, and we'll get that right when we get back. So we'll be right back with Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Del Wamsley Radio Show with me here today on Tell Del is Josh Dickerson. And Josh has the dubious and or envious position to have had a wife that forced him to follow his dream. What do I mean by that? He's living on an island, South Florida. And, you know, Josh, as we get into this, we'll cover this a little more. I wanted to find out what you do on an island. There's actually two other members that I can think of just off the top of my head that have moved islands and down in Florida. And I assume you're in the Keys, right?
Yeah, I'm in the Keys. I've hooked up with Scott Tenney. He's down here.
Okay, that's another one I know of, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to meet him after after watching him kind of from afar as a no-name member, and now he's here. So I met with him, and then there's another guy down here, Justin Sifford, that I know of. That's in some passes. I think his brother is a lead in San Antonio, maybe. And I've met with him.
Yeah, there's another lady out there that's a broker. Her husband's a cop, and they live on an island, too. So it's right there, the same thing. So it's amazing that a lot of people have decided that's where to go. So tell us what it's like to live on an island. What do you do? I know that sounds stupid, but I'm like everybody else. Like, what the heck do you do on an island?
Well, you have to love the water, right? There's not any big shopping malls here or anything like that. It's all the cliches come to mind, right? The slower pace of life, quote unquote island time. It's just very relaxed. A lot of reggae music but you do have to love the water. So if there's anything you like to do, water sports, it's here, from jet skiing, water skiing. Scuba diving is my passion. That's what I love to do. We had come here on vacation a couple of times, when I was working so hard in Houston and building my single family portfolio there, I loved to go diving. So a couple of times a year, we would go on a vacation and go scuba diving, whether it would be Cozumel or Honduras, but the Florida Keys was definitely in the mix, and so we were familiar with it here. But if you like to go fishing and scuba diving, paddle boarding, all of that stuff. You got the crystal clear water, and the place that I'm in the Upper Keys is called Isla Morada, and they call it the sport fishing capital of the world. So people come from all over the world to go fishing here, because you can do all types of fishing in the same day, whether it's, you know, offshore and, you know, 1,000 feet of water to very skinny in the Florida Everglades and the flats and a foot of water. So there's all a very deep variety of fishing, which makes it one of the best places to fish in the world. After I did that for a couple of years, scuba diving all the time and enjoying and hit every dive site. When I first got here, all my kids were still in school too. So I was able to really plug into their school activities, sports, dance recital with my daughter, those type of things that I was missing in Houston, because, again, I would work all day at my day job and then get off, and then invariably, you know, I'd start getting the text, my AC's not cooling, or I was trying to collect rent or going to oversee a make ready, all of that stuff. So really embraced that and went deep in that with my kids' activities. But then I had the option after a couple years, and maybe my wife got tired of me just being in my swim trunks all the time around the house. I did take a local job here. Believe it or not, I'm working for a fishing TV show. I do a little sales for them. That was my background. I was in sales in Houston. So it's more important to have a boat here than a car. Some of the top fishing shows in the world are filmed here, and so I'm helping them out, and I don't really look at it as a job. If you already love fishing, you already love being on the water, it's a great thing. So I'm enjoying that.
Wow, what a great story. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing with you, I'm laughing at you. This is hilarious. This is great, because I know what it is to love something so much that you do it just to do it. And if you're that much in love with being on the water, that's amazing. Now, are there good dive spots there right where you're at, or do you have to go further out in the Keys? Where are the good dive spots at?
Yeah, well, the Keys doesn't have a lot of beach diving from the island, so you do have to go offshore. You have to have a boat to get to it, but within the whole reef line is about 3 miles offshore, from Key Largo all the way down to Key West and even further out to the Dry Tortugas. And the diving's really good. It's world class. I mean, people vacation from all over the world in the Keys, too, to go diving. Crystal clear water, all types of diving. From shallow reefs for beginner divers to the deep shipwrecks. That's what I'm kind of into now. I really like the shipwrecks, and there's nothing like, 120 feet below the surface, and you come across this big sunken shipwreck, and they're usually loaded with fish. And I'm not as big a rod and reel fisherman, although I do it a lot living here, get a lot of invites. But spearfishing is kind of the sport that I'm into, and it's kind of like, you know, you're in the water and you're trying to shoot the fish, but then, you know, you're also could be dinner fare for another type of fish. So, you know, it's kind of really a lot of adrenaline, you know, when there's something in the water that can eat you, just like you're trying to shoot the fish. So that's pretty fun. So I've enjoyed that.
Wow, that is great. And you're still there. How many years you been out there now? Because I do remember, the more you talk, the more I remember your story. How long have you been out there?
6 years, and it's flown by. It doesn't seem that long. And, you know, we're Texans at heart. You know, Texas is always going to be our home. We have a lot of family in Houston. One of my sons is going to University of Houston, so he's back there. But
what about your wife? What does she do out there on an island? What does a woman do on an island if she's not a sports fan like you are?
Yeah, she's not as huge in the fishing and diving, obviously, but she's still a mom. We have two kids here at the house, and she does some. She has a travel agency, so it's a great place to have a travel agency because you're in a vacation destination. So she books travel. Of course, pre-pandemic, a lot of cruises go out of Florida, Miami, and Disney cruises, and all of that. So that's what she likes to do, and kind of sell the dream that way through her travel agency. But we enjoy, you know, just like I said, hanging out by the pool, going out to the reef, and just, you know, dropping anchor on the boat and just reading a book or something. It's really peaceful.
Well, you know what I like about the story? It's really, this is just amazing. Is that it's. The concept, this is a big concept that you can just go live. And people seem to think that they've got to go get a college degree and go get a job and work until they're 64 or 5 and retire. And then they get to go lay in the sun, have a good time, or move where they want. You just took it right out of the middle at age 40s. You know, you just ripped it out and said, nope, I'm going. It's over with. I'm done. How did you decide to do that? What gave you the guts to just rip it out and go in your mid-40s?
Well, I mean, like I told you at the beginning, my wife gave me that final nudge, but we had vacationed a lot to different tropical destinations. That was our passion. We love beaches and islands and that whole lifestyle. So we had talked about it for years. Oh, this would be great. We would love to do this. This is something we're going to do. And as you also told me in the 2 day when I went to it, that I would not do it the way that you told me to do it.
Well, that's fine. We're going to break with that because you didn't do it the way I would do it, so it's great. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Josh Dickerson and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Give us a little insight into your investment choices. In other words, you started with single family houses. You got quite a ways with that. Just tell us how you walk us through how you decided to invest from one type of property to another type, because you've done a couple different things.
Yeah, well, as I was telling you before we went to break, I probably did it the wrong way, which you said I would do, and I accumulated way too many single family, and I should have made the switch to multifamily a lot sooner, because you hit on something right before the break. The concept of my lifestyle now, to live where I want in my dream vacation destination, so living on vacation full time, the fact that someone in their mid-40s could make that a reality is just an incredible concept. But the more amazing thing about that is what you say is true. It could happen to me in 5 years or less. It actually took me closer to 20 because I was so slow. You know, I didn't believe the, what you get with lifestyles and listening to you is the belief factor. And everybody's different. And I don't beat myself up too much because I'm here now. But yes, I could have done it a lot faster, you know, and had a lot more years. But it's that belief level, and that's what's so good about going to lifestyles. And, you know, I just was short-sighted at that point when I was like, oh, I've got plenty of single family, and I let my membership go inactive. And when I look at what guys are achieving now, that was a very probably costly mistake on my part, you know. But anyway, I could understand single family, and it didn't seem this big, mysterious thing, and I could got to where I could buy a house in my sleep, right? I could do it on a napkin in 2 seconds, and it was easy for me to understand, and I kind of owned that. So I just kept getting them, and I started getting a little more confidence. So I know it's all still single family, but then I would get into a fourplex and a triplex, and it would offer a little bit more cash flow, but I could still, it's easy, I could do that. And I've just done all kinds of things, but knowing in the back of my mind that multifamily was the way to go, and thankfully, when you guys came to Miami in 2018, that was the catalyst for me to get back in with both feet. And I was like, wow, I can still be active and be a member even though I live in Florida. That was mind-blowing. And so there's a good group down here in South Florida that are Lifestyles members. We interact and talk quite a bit. And we were meeting in person, obviously, before the pandemic. But yeah, so now I moved into multifamily. I see the power of it. I've always knew the power of it, but it was just at the point where I was in my real estate progression, it was just too big, you know, to eat at one time. Like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? But I'm here now, and the problem is, I mean, I'm kind of semi-retired here in the Keys. I don't know that I want to work as hard as an IRO, so then I started doing passive. So that's been my whole progressive. So single family, even mobile homes. Then I got some small IROs here in South Florida, a 13-unit and a 6-unit, and that's going good, cash flowing very well, it's doing great. And then I was like, well, yeah, I'm here in the Keys, I'm in the islands, and I'm still having to still taking some work. So then that's how I progressed into the passive. I was like, okay, let's do that. When I went to the expo the last couple of years, when I reactivated, you know, after you guys came and I started hearing some of how these passive investors were doing, I was like, what? That's crazy. So the problem with that for me is letting go of the control. So that was what was hard for me, because I've always had the single family and then the IROs, and I'm the guy making the decisions. So it was hard for me even hearing those incredible returns. Like, do I let turn? It just took me a while to turn loose of it. So, again, I'm slow to come to the party, Dale, but I finally get there. And that's the thing I'm celebrating is better late than never.
Well, you know, I think that to me, as I'm listening to your story, it sounds a lot like myself. I had the same feelings that single family got to be so easy. You could do it with your eyes closed, hands tied behind your back. And then you stuck the toe in the water, did some fourplexes. I did the same thing. I did, you know, probably about 10, 20 fourplexes. And then after that, then I go, man, I'm going to get crazy out here, man. I'm going to go out here and buy me a 20-unit apartment complex. I'm like, wow, man, I am really moving now. And you got a 16-unit? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I understand. That probably feels like, man, you're a master of the universe, doesn't it?
It was big. It was a big moment. Yeah. I was like, wow.
So I totally understand it. It's what's beautiful about it, though, is that I'm sitting here and I'm really old now. I'm 63, going to be 64 in a month or two. And I'm laying back here on myself going, I don't want to do anything. And all of a sudden, my wife gets me up yesterday and goes, well, we've got 3 appointments to look at apartment complexes. And I go, I really don't want to go, but okay, I'll go if she wants to do something. Because my wife's, you know, like 12 years younger than me. So we go out and look at these things, and all of a sudden the juices start going. You know, I could do this if I manipulated that, and I negotiated this, negotiated that, and all of a sudden we could fix this. And it hits you. It's like you want to chop your hands off and go, no, stop. Because I've got passive deals too, and I'll tell you, it's the funniest story about passive deals is that these guys have set these things up now to where you don't even get a check in the mail anymore. There's a deposit right in your bank account. And I'll be looking at my bank and go, who is that? Where did that money come from? And I don't even know the names of the companies because I own so many different companies. I don't even know who is that? And it's just crazy. Did you get into some passive deals?
Yeah, I'm in a couple deals with Brian Sutton out of Atlanta. Uh-huh. So probably I have over 1,000 doors that I'm a passive on. And
well, Brian's pretty good. He's I'm in some of his deals too, and he sends me checks all the time. Yeah, but yeah. He at least lets me know that they're from him. I think he takes some pride in it. I got some other guys who just stick it in my bank account, and I go like, "What? Where is this from?" Right. So that's good. Let's talk about something here about what do you think now? I mean, you're at that point. Let me see how much time I got left. I've got 3 minutes. What do you think now that you've gone through all these different phases?
Well, I just feel so thankful, just so blessed to take this progression. Like I said, I wish it would have happened faster. And each person kind of moves at their own pace. Lifestyles puts it all there for you, right? It's there and it's available, and the system is there. And again, for me, there's tons of technical training, the how-tos, and you have to have that. But for me, it was just that belief level, being at the meetings and seeing those other people do it. And I think that's why I had to, you know, before I could do those passes, I wanted to do a multifamily. And once I did it, I guess then it gave myself permission. Okay, now I can be a passive and let someone else do it. So I guess for me, just so thankful, thankful to you and for Lifestyles and opening that world to me. And it made sense. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to continue investing, obviously, but probably more into the passive. It's probably time to sell some of my single family and roll that into more passives. I've got quite a bit of equity in a lot of them. I've had them for years and years and years, which again may not be the right thing to do, because I know you've talked about churning your portfolio and things like that. But I mean, so that's what I'm looking at now is moving some, you know, selling some of the single families off and reinvesting it into probably passive deals to continue to grow in my real estate.
So that I understand. That's where we all got to go. We got to churn that stuff and make it. I took a big step a couple years back and sold a bunch of my stuff. It's almost like I was going to go live on an island and retire. And it's just weird. You just can't, because once you know how to make money, money sitting in the bank doing nothing doesn't appeal to you. It becomes almost painful. And that equity eventually, you know, you look at it, eventually it will mess you up when you start to calculate what you're not earning with that money you have. So it'll get around to it. We're going to go to a break. Before we do here, we got just a minute. Actually, so what we got here, we've got about 30 seconds. So have you ever thought about moving back to Houston or coming back from the island? Or are you just, you're now there, you're permanent?
I think this is permanent now, you know, unless God moves us, unless we feel, you know, God leading us somewhere else. We still have two kids at home that are in school, so probably my daughter's a 10th grader at the local high school here, so for sure, you know, we let her finish high school there, and then I have a son that's in 8th grade, so he'll just be starting high school. So when those two kids are in college or they're out, then we'll have options. I follow John Ridgway on social, and you know, traveling in the RV has some appeal, you know.
Just yeah, let's cover that around when we come back. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Josh and Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on Having a Plan.
The year I got cancer and could not work for 8 months, I lost 50 pounds. I want to tell you that I made $4 million that year. I made more that year than any year I'd ever made previous to that in my life. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you. I didn't go to work for 8 months. That's a plan.
Create your plan at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del is Josh Dickerson, and he's out of South Florida. I mean, actually, South Florida. Lives on an island in the Keys, and he built his real estate portfolio and decided to take off and live the island life. So, Josh, we've talked about your perception of how you did it and how you could have done it faster. But other than that, let's just think about this for a second. A lot of times I look back at stuff and I go, you know, I did it this way. And then somebody asked me, well, what would you have done differently? And I go, man, probably nothing, because that's just the way my brain worked. I'm a slow moving kind of guy. Now that you have the ability to look back, what do you see? What would you do differently?
Well, I agree with what you just said, and try, like I said, not to beat myself up too hard. I guess the way my brain could process it, the way my belief level was that I could do it. I'm so happy that I didn't come to the seminar, hear you speak, hear you tell the story, and oh, I could never be Adele Walmsley. I can't amass that much in multifamily, so not do anything. I'm glad I didn't take that tactic, which sometimes I have to battle my inner thoughts, you know. It's like, so I would tell people when they ask me what I do different, I said, well, the main thing you've got to do, just start. You know, just get the first rent house, you know, and I'm glad I took that first step and then got my second step and on and on and on. So, I related to what you said also about when you went out with your wife and you kind of, your juices start flowing. Oh, I could do this. I could do this. Now that I'm plugged back in to Lifestyles and I hear what guys are doing now, it's like, well, man, why can't I do that? I could do that. I still enjoy, finding and negotiating and acquiring real estate. It's fun. I love it. It's what gets my blood going, and I enjoy it because of what it gives me. This lifestyle, time with my family, choices, being in control, not worrying about money. So I love it. I enjoy it. And I just want to continue to get better and to get better, and maybe I could be, you know, somebody that, could, like you said, when you get your first 20 unit or something, well, I've really done something. Well, why not 100 unit? Why couldn't I? So I'm trying to learn to keep thinking bigger. And that's what I'm learning. But, you know, if I was going to do something different, if someone pinned me down, I wish I would have transitioned into multifamily sooner, faster, because I would have, you know, achieved it a lot faster. That's what I would have done differently, what I would tell people. Go, as soon as you can get into multifamily, do it, because it can happen for you a lot faster.
What did you think when you met Scott Tenney? I mean, besides being an island guy like you, the guy's got thousands of units. I don't even know how many he has, but he's got thousands of units. And he's been around for a long time, but he went island on me, too. So what did you think when you met him?
Well, I ended up having lunch with him and picking his brain. And at first, after being starstruck and in awe, because I was a member back then. I remember when he got the Real Estate Investor of the Year and won the award and everything. I mean, he doesn't know me from Adam, but I knew him. And so I just picked his brain and asked him and how he did it and what, you know, what he's just an impressive guy and done a lot and on a much larger scale than what I've done. But what I kind of take comfort in and take solace in, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this, but when we were leaving after the lunch or whatever, and he's like, well, he goes, hey, don't be so hard on yourself. He goes, you totally got Dell's message of living the lifestyle. He goes, we're here now, but my wife and I worked extremely hard. Very hard for years and years and years, and we're just now coming here because you've been here, you know. So that made me kind of feel good, you know. Kind of made me feel good that he would say that about me. So I know if we compare balance sheets or money in the bank, he's probably got me lapped tenfold.
Well, it's a very good point. It really is, because a lot of people never get that. Josh, I'm telling you, even after they've been here 8, 10, 12 years, they're still grinding. And, you know, it's once you find out that you don't have to make 75 to 100, 120, 50,000 a year, and you go, I can make 200, 300, 400, 500. And by the way, that's each year you add another deal, and you make 200, then you make 300, then you make 400, then you make 500. Each time you add another deal every year, they can't stop themselves because it's addicting. You know, making more money is like having bigger muscles or prettier women or whatever other thing it is you want to do that you get better at, get more degrees in college, and you just want more. And more is, you know, never enough. There's never enough when more is what's important to you, right? So you're right. The ability for you to sit there and go, like, I got this thing figured out is a great, you know, feather in your cap. So let's go with one last question here before we got to get out of here. And that is, what about the family and friends? Anybody, have you influenced anybody else?
Yeah, I've got several friends that have joined Lifestyles. My brother, for one, watched me do it all these years. And I recently sold him four houses. That's what I actually did a 1031 on to get that small apartment complex a couple years ago. So now he's involved and he's got four rental houses. He's doing well. My oldest son, is 23 years old, and he lives on the west coast of Florida in that little six-unit apartment I mentioned I bought actually with him. So it was super exciting to see it come full circle. He's 23 years old, and he owns 25% of an apartment complex in Fort Myers. So he, you know, we're 75-25. He put up his own money, and it's just very rewarding. And I that's one of my proudest things. And so he gets it now. He sees it, and he's looking for his next deal. So at 23 years old, I keep telling him, man, if I'd have started that young, I said, you're gonna be awesome.
Well, that's beautiful. That is. And you're right. To get started that early, I wish I could have got started that early. But, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, wish I woulda, but doesn't make it happen. But it's great that you did it because it needs to happen. Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I appreciate you being on the show today and really hope to hear back from you sooner than 6 years this next time. So get on back involved. Maybe you're going to come up and do the expo this year, and I'll see you when you get in here, okay?
You got it. I'll be there. Thanks, Dale.
Thank you. The rest of you, remember, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.